I'm beginning a new series this morning on stones, Fathar Ki Kahani. And this morning I'm going to talk to you about the cornerstone, Christ the cornerstone, and how you and I can lay a foundation in our lives that enables us to live our lives successfully and well. I want to ask you a question. How many of you would purchase a home that has been built by an builder with a very poor reputation? Would you invest crores of rupees in a builder that you know his previous five buildings collapsed and made headline news? Would you invest your money in a builder that you know is corrupt and uses substandard materials to build a home for you? Would you do that? Ironic though, how we would not do that to build a home, but we would do that to build our lives. Strange. Because somehow we have a perception that when it comes to spending money, for most of us, we must be very wise. Very wise. Very wise man. And make good investments. But when it comes to giving of ourselves and our lives, we're prepared almost to take any risk at all. Have you ever seen somebody crossing a road in Mumbai? The risks people take. The signal's broken. It's green light. There are 400 auto rickshaws, one big red bus, and millions of scooters coming down the road. And there's this one little old lady, and she's looking and thinking, I'm going to make it. The risk that we take. Or there's a hero panna there, combing his hair in a taxi, and then he walks. And everyone's like, the risks that we take in life. Would you do that if you had two crores in your bag? Would you cross a road like that? You wouldn't. Strange, isn't it, us as human beings? How we're prepared to risk our lives, believe anything, trust anything, do anything. But when it comes to money, in the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 24, Jesus says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Jesus tells a story of two people who set out to build a home. They both had the same goal that they wanted to achieve, to create a safe place for themselves, to create a place that they could call home. One of them chose to build their home on sand. One of them chose to find the strongest, toughest rock in the area and build their home on a rock. When the storms came, when the winds came, when the floods came, which house do you think stood the test of all those trials? The house that was on the rock. The house on the sand went flat. And I want to ask you the question, what is the foundation of your life? Now for those of you that believe Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and you follow Him, your pat answer will be, Jesus is the foundation of my life. Wonderful. I hear what you say. But the true test of whether Jesus is truly the foundation of your life is not simply what you say, it is what you. Because what I believe is not demonstrated by what I say, but what I do. We all know of buildings in India that collapse. We know buildings in our society that are not built well, because there is a lack of integrity. There's a compromise in how it's built, on the builder's parts, and many of these buildings are unfit for use, but still people will risk their lives and live in them because they need somewhere safe to live. And it's strange how we are like these people. Our lives need to be in a safe and secure place, but we are prepared to take any risk as long as I have a chhatra over my head. Never mind the foundation that is going to give way any moment. We are prepared to live recklessly and unwisely and prepared to invest our time and our energy and our resources, but not our money, in things that really don't matter to God, to you, or really have no eternal consequence at all. So what is God's solution to man's problem? What is God's solution to us human beings that choose the wrong things, choose unwisely, and are prepared to establish our lives on things that will not last? We're prepared to build our relationships, our marriages, our homes, our future, our dreams, our aspirations on things that have no guarantee. But what if I was to tell you, in keeping with God's word, that if there is a guarantee and there is a guarantor, that if you build your life on the foundation that he talks about, you are guaranteed a successful life, and you have a guarantor that can back up what he says. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious stone, a cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line. This is a picture that the prophet Isaiah uses in the book of Isaiah, talking about the Messiah and saying how God, to establish his kingdom, to help us establish our lives, to establish the principles of heaven, to establish righteousness and justice and goodness on the earth, he has placed the Messiah as the cornerstone. What is the significance of a cornerstone? A cornerstone, if any of you know anything about building, not that I know a lot, just a little bit enough to cover me through my message. The cornerstone was a well-crafted stone that was perfectly cut, that was perfectly designed and perfectly laid, and it was the first stone that was laid before they built the rest of the building. And so if the cornerstone was not cut right, if the cornerstone was not laid right, the entire building would be built awkwardly and would not be able to stand the test of time. So I don't know how you have been building your life, but what is the cornerstone of your life? Who is the cornerstone of your life? Is it your bank account? Is it some relationship? Is it some fantasy that you have of, oh, my life will be like this, then it's going to be like that? Or is there a guarantee? Is there a guarantor that the stone that you have laid in your life and the rest of your life takes its alignment from is pakka, is good, it is sure, it is trustworthy, it is tried, it is tested? Now, for many of us, we will look for people that we can trust to give us some sense of assurance. It is not wrong to hope to have a relationship that can bring some security. It is not wrong to save in your bank accounts for the future. It is not wrong to work hard and to establish yourselves. But none of those things are a pakka guarantee, right? Yes? The stock market, you can invest in it if you're wise enough and willing to take risks, but it's up today and down tomorrow. You can give your entire life to working for your company. They love you today and they may not love you tomorrow. You can invest your entire life in friendships and relationships, but if they're not godly and building for the future, they have need of you today and they don't have need of you tomorrow. So the uncertainty of life is there. But in the midst of this uncertainty, what is the assurance that I can have? Not an insurance, but an assurance, a certainty, a guarantee that my life is secure. The Bible tells us that Christ is a sure foundation. He is a tried stone, a precious stone. What does that mean? That he has been tried and tested and proven. And therefore, you can secure your life on him. How many of you securely sit on the seats that we offer you each Sunday? Do you ever walk in and check that they're okay? Do you ever walk in and shake them and make sure it's okay to sit on? Now, if you come to our home around our dining table, we have four sets of chairs that have been pretty good until the last year or so, they've begun to collapse. And whenever anybody comes to our home, provided they've been before, they check those chairs out. Which one is secure enough to take my weight? How many of you know what I'm talking about? Inasmuch as you may trust us, you don't trust. And so before you put your entire weight, you check that chair's not going to collapse. Because you want to feel secure. You want to know that if you're going to rest on something, that it's not going to give way under you. Now, you can't depend and rely on anything in life other than laying a foundation in your life that is sure. Everybody say sure.
Sure.
That is tested.
Yes.
And that is precious.
That's precious.
That means it was tremendous value. And Jesus is that sure foundation. He has been tested and he is precious. Christ, when Christ is the cornerstone of your life, your entire life begins to align itself to heaven's purposes. Your entire life begins to dream the dreams that God has for you. Your entire life begins to take a path that it could never have taken before. What is a foundation? It is anything upon which something else stands. And it says here again, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. In the New Testament, Peter talks about Christ being the foundation again. And he says, come to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by the people, but he is precious to God who chose him. Now, if God chose Jesus Christ to lay as a foundation for your life, who do you think you should be choosing? Who do you think you should be choosing? Jesus. Then ask yourself the question, why is it that I choose other people, other things, other institutions, other than Jesus? Three simple things I want you to take away this morning about Christ being your cornerstone. The foundation has already been laid by God. Jesus Christ is a sure foundation. No one can lay any other foundation than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. Now, anyone who builds on that foundation may use gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But there is going to come a time of testing at the judgment day to see what kind of work each builder has done. Everyone whose work will be put through the fire to see whether or not it keeps its value. What is the Bible saying here? That Jesus has laid a foundation for our lives. And it is inviting us and calling us to take the alignment of our lives from this foundation. So this square here was the foundation stone, and this is Jesus Christ. God is inviting us. He is advising us. He's not forcing you. He's saying, listen, come, build a good life for yourself. Build a life that takes you not just into this future, but takes you into eternity. Come, build your life on the foundation stone of Jesus Christ. Because if you do, everything else that you build, in keeping with God's great design for your life, will take its alignment from the cornerstone. But if I choose to build my life by the cornerstone of reputation, and I say, God, I love you, but you know, I have a reputation, I have a bank account, and I'm going to build my life on my bank account and my reputation, because you believe it to be strong and secure. But when the trials come, when the money market falls, when your reputation falls, what happens to you? You come running back to God, I'm on the sure foundation. No, that's not what Jesus is talking about. That's not what the Bible is talking about. Say, if you're going to build your life, build it on the sure foundation of Jesus Christ. Lay your life, the markings of your life for the future, on that foundation. Do you get it? So where is your life? How are you building your life? What are you building your life with? With stray and with straw and stubble and things that will easily burn? Are you going to build your life with precious things? Things that are of value. What are the things that are of value? Where you focus in on God's word. Where you hunger for the presence of God. Where you long to have a relationship with your Creator. Establishing it on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. Is Jesus Christ the cornerstone of your life? Now, rubber bands come in different sizes, different colors, different shapes. But they all work on the same principle. They must be stretched to be effective, right? Like rubber bands, we are all different. We are also not effective if we are not stretched. If you are not stretched in your personal walk with God and in your leadership abilities, then you're not going to be able to be as effective as you really need to be. And so here's the challenge. People say, I've made Jesus Christ my cornerstone. You said guarantee, guarantor, assurance, tried, tested. Great. He's been tested. Now you need to be tested. So you're on Jesus Christ the cornerstone. You say, now, you said this, but look at the hell I'm going through. Look at the challenges I'm facing. You said that if you based your life on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ, everything would work well. No, that is not what I said. What I said is you will achieve everything that God has for you, that you will be successful. But the problem with us is we want an easy ride. We don't want to be stretched. We don't want to be tried. And we don't want to be tested. When you're not tried, when you're not stretched, and you're not tested, you are of no use to anybody. You are like a rubber band in a drawer that is never ever used. Before an aeroplane is set up into the sky, it goes through years of testing, before it lets anybody onto it and takes it up into the sky. And so whilst our lives are built on a good foundation, know that God will test you, that He will stretch you, that He will try you, because He wants you to become all that He has destined you to be. So when the trials and the testing and the stretching come, don't go and find another cornerstone. It's too much. I'm going to establish my life on the easy one. Because ultimately everything comes back to you. When you commit your life to Jesus Christ, you are committing your life for eternity to Him. Come on, people. How often do we give up in our relationship with God? How often do we give up in following Jesus Christ because of some trials and tribulations? Each one of you have a story to tell of a sickness that you overcome, of financial challenges that you overcome, relational issues that you have pushed through. But do you not see, when you come through the other end, you have been tried and you have been tested and you can be used by God? Jesus was submitted. He was committed. He was faithful. The principle of testings and trials is fundamental to building a good structure. And God wants to build a great structure in your life. When I submit my individualism for collectivism, the strength of the building is determined not just by its foundations, but also by how each brick is laid together in relationship with one another. In today's world of Christianity and followers of Jesus, we want to live our lives in isolation. We want to say, I believe in Jesus Christ, that's it, but don't bring anybody else next to me. You believe you are the church. No, the Bible says we are the body of Christ. You are never the body of Christ in isolation. You are simply a carrier of His presence. But we become the church. We become the body of Christ when we come together. But look, people are choosing to forsake the coming together because they believe that they can go it alone. But by the grace of God, they survive. But you miss out on the purpose and the destiny that God has by placing you with other people. Not just for you, but for His glory. To build His church. Amen. To build His kingdom. God doesn't work with loners. He works with people that are prepared to work together. Amen. And I encourage you to be committed. To stay faithful to where God has placed you in life. To find out how you can connect and how you can serve. Because when you do that, you are not just blessing yourself, you are blessing heaven. You are helping God to establish His kingdom here on earth. Oh, I can be here today and I can be there tomorrow. I can be somewhere else day after. No, learn to be committed. Learn to stay focused. Learn to stay in relationship and God will build strength in you and He can build His kingdom. Amen. So each of us are like brick that need to be aligned. And our job as leaders is to identify the uniqueness of your brickness. To identify where you need to be placed and how you need to be figured and conformed and released and encouraged so you can together and we can together build the kingdom of God. Amen. Remember that you are a precious stone. You're not just a tried stone, but Jesus is also the precious stone. And just as Jesus is precious, God sees you as precious. Each one of us is unique to God and God loves us and He has great plans for us. And the last thing is this, is Jesus is dependable. My life is banked on Jesus. Whether the stock market rises or falls, whether there is the end of the world is nigh, whoever is president, prime minister, whatever, my life is secure on the knowledge of knowing that Jesus Christ is my sure foundation. I remember in the early days of our life, we moved from one country to the other. We had $150, equivalent of 15,000 rupees, to begin a new life as a young couple. We knew God had called us. We knew God had spoken to us. All our belongings fitted in two suitcases. And we arrived at the shores of London, not knowing the future that God had for us. But we knew that Jesus Christ was our cornerstone. And we knew that as long as we knew Jesus to be our assurance, that we would go in the direction that God wanted us to go in. Even though we didn't have material goods, but we had something that money could not buy. We had the assurance and the promises and the word of God. And $150 is not what we built our lives on. We built our lives on the promises of God. We built our lives on the fact that Jesus, if we are aligned to you, then everything else will work out. The rest is history. We're here today, 30 years on. Did we go through hard times? Of course. Were there times that we didn't have food to eat? Of course. Did we have mommy, daddy to call? No, it was Naomi and me alone in a foreign country. But we could look to God and we could trust God. Did we have to work hard? My God, we worked very hard. We will never stop working hard. Did I take any job I needed to so that I could put food on the table? Yes, I did. Forget about izzat. It was about whether we eat or not. We took it. We worked hard. God blesses the work of your hands, not the seat of your pants. Come on. Be prepared to trust God, to take and do things. But in all of that time, our life was anchored in Jesus Christ. We never missed an opportunity to serve. We never missed a Sunday. We were always there. Pastor, what can we do for you? How can we serve? What can we do? If we had a cold, we took a tablet and we were in church the next morning. If we had a late night the previous night, we woke up with 2 hours of sleep and we were there because we wanted our lives to be aligned with the purposes of God. Every week that you sleep in, you lose out on something that God wanted to do in your life. Every time that you make a choice, I'll do it tomorrow, you lose out on something miraculous that God could do in your life. Come on, we've got to live our lives with a sense of urgency. We've got to live our lives with a sense of every day matters, every minute matters. I'm not suggesting you don't sleep at all. Please do sleep, you must rest, you must be strong, you must eat well, do what you can. But take hold of every opportunity that God gives you. But here's the thing, the opportunity, come to a party, I'm coming. Come to church, oh no, I was late to the party, I'm not coming. We've got to be much more mature than that. We've got to make choices. I remember, I would have jobs that would make me work on Sunday, and if I worked on Sunday, I got double pay. I said, no, I'm committed to the local church. My purpose is defined by the cornerstone. Yes, I'm going to miss double pay, but you know what? And I need that double pay. But you know what? My guarantee is Jesus Christ, not my employer. I would say to my employers, you want to hire me? I'm available, but not on Sundays. If they loved me enough, they would keep me. And most of them, once they saw my work, yep, you can have Sundays off. We've got to be strong. I know some of you have to work, so there's no guilt trip here, all right? There's no guilting here. But I'm saying the principles by which we live. We've got to raise the bar. Not to, please give me a job. Any job I take, my Sunday, I'll come every Sunday. No, you know what? Sunday's an important day for me. If you want me, I'm not available on Sundays, but I can work any other day of the week. Do you want to still have me? Come on. Have you seen the Muslim Springs? Friday at 1 o'clock? Yeah? Can you get them to fix your fridge at 1 o'clock?
No way.
Can you get them to cook your lunch at 1 o'clock?
No.
Can you get them to drive a car for you at 1 o'clock?
No.
Why? Can you get a Christian to work for you on Sunday? Sure, double pay, I'm coming, the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord, glory to God. It's about time we learn something from the Muslims. Their passion for their God. Come on, Jesus is your cornerstone. A living stone, a tried stone, a precious stone. When you put your life on Him, He is both the guarantee and the guarantor. Nothing can shake your life. Trials will come, storms will come, difficulties will come, all those things will come, but the word of God is true. I want us to read that last verse, if you can put that up for me, please. Are you hearing God's voice speaking to you this morning? Let's read this together. But the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted into the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, the Lord is just. He is my rock. There is nothing but goodness in Him. Amen. Let's just bow our heads this morning. Jesus, I thank you that you love each one of us, no matter where we come from, whoever we are, you love us. And Lord, I ask this morning that you would touch each one of our lives. that you would help us to take our walk with you serious, God. That if in any way we have allowed anything else to become the foundation of our lives, that we will make you the foundation and the cornerstone of our lives. And through all the trials and tragedies and the testings and the triumphs, we will declare that you are our God, our cornerstone. And Lord Jesus, this morning as we come to the communion table, for those of you that know you need to realign your life back, as you come to the communion table this morning, you do your business with God and say, God, forgive me for trusting in money and trusting in people and my reputation, society, and the hope of a better future. But I'm going to trust in you and you alone. You are both my guarantor and my guarantee. You are the solid rock, the foundation on who I can build my life. And this morning I invite you to do that. If you have never asked Jesus to be the foundation of your life, if you don't know what it's like to have Jesus in your life, then this morning, say this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life. I ask you to forgive me of all of my sin. I ask you to cleanse me of all my wickedness. And I choose to follow you. And I receive your unconditional love. And I choose to commit my life to you. To you and you alone. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for loving me. And Lord, today I make you the cornerstone of my life. I want you to be the foundation of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, and if you really, really meant that God has heard your prayer of faith, then you are welcome to partake of this communion table. This is the only moment in the service that is for those people that have a relationship with Jesus Christ. So come this morning in confidence and recommit your life. And allow God to be the cornerstone of your life. Come, people.